Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
It's the greatest game on earth, deemed so by Ripley's Believe It or Don't limits. It's called the numbers game. Me against Donnie, Donnie against me. Welcome to a Donnie Football Friday. Now we go rapid fire with numbers pertaining to this game, pertaining to the NFL in general, pertaining to anything, really. Donnie, do you have a number?
So I do want to start with this one. It's outside of this game, but it has to do with the other game in the AFC North,
yes,
which is tomorrow at 4:30. And we'll get more into this with our buddy Nick Kostos in a little bit. The number is 20. The Browns right now are 20-point underdogs against the Ravens tomorrow. That is a laughable number. Not laughable as if I don't think the Ravens can cover that. I just don't remember seeing a number quite that high in the NFL in a long time. 20 points? 20 points in an NFL game?
Wait a second. How many touchdowns does Joe Burrow need to get? He only has 42, right? Am I wrong about that or am I right?
He has 42.
I saw a story the other day that he's a chance to get 50. He'd need 8 touchdown passes, Donnie. What is happening
here?
Well,
that would lead to a lot of miscommunication in that Steelers secondary.
Yeah, actually, now that I think about it, I wouldn't put it past him. My number is 435. I'm going back to the Mike DeFabo number that blew my mind. The Steelers have run 435 first down plays this season. They rank last in the NFL in first down efficiency. Last in the NFL, Donnie. I mean, what an indictment, because you spend your whole week trying to get it right on the early downs, right? Try to get yourself on schedule, as Tomlin likes to say. That's an unbelievable indictment of our friend Artie.
I will give the number 520. The amount of yards from scrimmage the Steelers produced in that first matchup against Cincinnati. I don't know if they can quite replicate that. I mean, that was one of the best offensive outputs in years.
How about the other guys?
How
many did the other guys get in that game? Limits, can you look that up? I'd be interested in an accompanying number there.
They had...
I bet 450, at least.
375.
That's it?
Yeah.
And, well, they only got 31 points offensively, 38
yeah,
total.
They only ran for 93.
I got another number for you, Donnie. I still can't get over the DeFabo number. This one's 2.0. That's Najee Harris's rushing average on first downs when they go with their 3 tight end package. 2 yards a carry. Artie, when you go out there with 3 tight ends, everybody knows you're running the ball. Stop doing that. They're so utterly predictable.
Oh, they love the 13 and 14 personnel.
Oh, they love that. Except the only problem is it doesn't work.
The defense, the opposing defense loves it too, apparently.
Oh, I'll give you another one.
Just read.
I'll give you another one, Donnie. 1.3. 1.3. That's Najee's yards per carry on 22 first down plays when they had 3 tight ends and Connor Hayward in there included with that fullback tight end package. So their big package on first downs nets Najee 1.3 yards a carry. Here's the amazing part about that. It's happened 22 times. Do you think after time number 9 or 13 or 15, Mike Tomlin would say to Artie Smith during the week, Artie, that package we run on first downs with Najee, it's really not working, and that's not strong enough. He averages 1 yard a carry. 22 times they've banged their head into that wall. I'm sorry, Donnie. Do you have a number?
I will stay on the Najee yards per carry. I'll say 4.4. That is what he averages at home compared to just 3.7 yards per carry on the road. So a little bit better.
Holy bird
in the
milk.
Home venue.
You know what? I'm going to stay on that theme too. 4.1. You know what that is, Donnie?
No.
4.1. That's Matt Canada's yards per rush. Oh, he wasn't a running back, but he might have been pretty good at it. The last full season under Canada, the Steelers averaged 4.1 yards per carry. And then they bulked up and they brought in Andy Weidel and they brought in a bunch of offensive linemen and they brought in Artie Smith. And they were going to be the Steelers of the 70s and line up with three tight ends and Connor Hayward at fullback. Guess how many yards they're averaging now, Donnie?
4.1.
Very good. After all of that, Limits, they're still averaging 4.1 yards per carry as a team. Bring back Canada. Do you have a number?
I'll give you some numbers with fours and ones. 414, that's what Wilson threw for in Cincy earlier this year. Second most in his entire career.
Wow. I got a number for you. It's a little less than that. It's one. Will Chris Oladokun attempt his first NFL pass this weekend and maybe come into the game for Carson Wentz and lead the Chiefs past the Broncos, which would precipitate maybe one of the great collapses in NFL history? I mean, the Broncos were basically in the playoffs. If they don't make it now, will Chris Oladokun attempt a pass in that game?
Are you actually asking me that?
Yes, I am.
Because I'm going to say no. I'm going to say Carson Wentz is in that
All
whole
right.
game. Man, but what a little run it's been, though, for former Steelers backups. Pickett's playing.
They're all throwing touchdown passes.
Last week, we had the Holy Trinity, Pickett, Trubisky, and Rudolph all throwing touchdown passes.
Plus, I've seen
Josh Dobbs led a touchdown drive last week.
Yes, I was just
going
to say. So why shouldn't Oladokun get in the act here?
Somebody dust off Charlie Batch and Tommy Maddox.
You got a number?
I do. 85. This goes to the Bengals defensive side of the ball, and who I think is one of the most underrated players in football, Trey Hendrickson. 85 pressures this season from him. That is second in the league. 14 sacks is tied for first. I just said it right there. I'll say it again. I think he is among the most underrated players in all of football. I feel like he does this stuff every year. Just puts together great year after great year, and nobody really talks about him.
That's a great number, Donnie, but I have an unfortunate one to accompany that. One. The first time around against the Steelers this year, Trey Hendrickson had one tackle. Maybe the better number is zero, because Trey Hendrickson had zero solo tackles, zero sacks, zero tackles for loss, and one quarterback hit. They completely controlled him the first time around. Dan Moore with some help. That might have been his greatest NFL game.
Yeah, he did do very well in that first matchup. That'll obviously be another big one to look for tomorrow night. Three, the Bengals would be one of three teams in NFL history to miss the playoffs despite throwing 40 or more touchdown passes if they don't get in. The offense is scary to a level where I said before that game last week, and you won't like this given your childhood love for this team. If I'm Buffalo, if I'm the Bills and their fans, I am praying that it is Denver or Miami coming to town and not Cincinnati. I want no part of this guy.
They've already lost a home playoff game to Cincinnati a couple of years ago. By the way, this isn't the numbers game. But what about Zach Taylor for Coach of the Year, Donnie? We give out statues in this town for guys who finish 9-8 with big late-season surges. What about him? Isn't he a great coach now? They've had a winning streak. They might finish 9-8. Make a statue of him. Throw him in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Get him a Netflix special.
Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most.
Whether it's reactions,
matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.
Zach Taylor, Coach of the Year.
And if that game would have gone the other way last week, I think he would have been Zach Taylor potentially unemployed by season's end because of the way that they handled the clock at the end of that game.
Yeah. Oh, boy. It was brutal. I have a number for you, Donnie, only I'm going to go the long way toward it in the form of a question. If the Steelers lose out, it would be a 5-game losing streak. How many other 5-game losing streaks have the Steelers had under Mike Tomlin, including playoff games, if you want to tack that on? How many others, Donnie?
I'll go 4.
1.
Ooh.
1. In 2009.
We will not go gently. We're going to unleash hell here in December because we have to. We won't go in the shell. We're going to go in attack mode.
We won't go in the shell.
Because that's what's required.
I always liked that
Only
line.
Only 1. And that quote was uttered, that legendary quote, after the first 2 games of that losing streak. Only 1 other 5-game losing streak under Tomlin. But darn it, I'm giving him a chance. Do you have a number for me?
14.7.
Yes.
And this is key if T. Higgins is good to go tomorrow night. That's not official. He is questionable going into this game. But when he is active, Joe Burrow has a 14.7% explosive play rate and 38.5% first down slash touchdown rate. The numbers drastically go down without Higgins in the lineup.
Yeah, and the vibe I get out of Cincy from everything I'm reading and hearing is that he's going to be ready to go because this is their season. I got an unbelievable number for you. And at the end of this, we ask Limits what the best number was. 17. That is the Steelers' points per game in 7 games against playoff opponents this season. 17. Matt Canada got fired for numbers like that. So old Artie has piled on the bad teams, but when the Steelers face a good team, the offense goes in the tank. Donnie?
100. Now, this is somebody else who is questionable going into tomorrow night, and I think given how that game ended last week, Zach Taylor getting well-deserved criticism for that. Chase Brown last week in that game in regulation against Denver, he got 100% of the rush attempts for Cincinnati. They'd go with Khalil Herbert if he can't go.
Yeah.
I mean, he's turned into a pretty damn good player.
Yeah, he is. Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing HVAC provider for over 50 years. I got a number for you, Donnie. 11. That was 11 sacks for Khalil Mack back in 2016, and that's the fewest in recent memory by an edge rusher who won Defensive Player of the Year. Why do I bring that up? Because TJ only has 11.5 sacks right now. So it would be unusual for an edge rusher with that small of a number of sacks to win Defensive Player of the Year. However, as I dive further into Mack in 2016, he did have only 11 sacks. He had 5 forced fumbles. TJ has 6 forced fumbles. He leads the NFL right now. Mack had 14 tackles for loss. TJ has 19. Mack also had a pick 6 as his only interception that season. He made splash plays, I remember, on national TV that people noticed. I think this is a chance for TJ to clinch Player of the Year, but I think if he goes like sackless and he just has another quiet game, I wonder. I saw Bill Barnwell on ESPN picks Miles Garrett. What if Miles Garrett goes out and wins the sack title this weekend? Like, I think TJ is in danger of he can lose that award this weekend.
Oh, see, I thought it was like Pat Surtain the second who
he's
was
up there too. Yeah,
he's right now the favorite on a couple markets.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah, well, Barnwell picked Garrett, but yes, Surtain is up there too. Man, he can win it or lose it this weekend.
That would be hollow for Garrett to win again and his team finishes 3-14.
I'm sure he wouldn't consider it hollow, though.
Oh, no. I mean, the only thing on his mind is TJ Watt.
Yeah.
That's all the dude talks about.
So does TJ win it? Does he have a big performance? He might be going up against a backup right tackle because Amarius Mims is hurt.
I get worried when this gets thrown out there because I feel like there's so many times where we get like our hand caught in the cookie jar, like, oh man, backup tackle, TJ going to eat, baby. And he doesn't. Like, he ends up doing fine against if it was just a starter in there. But he historically does well against, obviously he plays more against the AFC North teams, but he always seems to perform.
Give me your last best number.
16. Red zone targets for Ja'Marr Chase. That is tied for the league lead. The guy right behind him?
George Pickens.
Pickens is close with 13. T. Higgins, who is tied for second with 15.
Yeah, Donnie, I'm not loving the T. Higgins versus Dante Jackson or, God forbid, James Pierre matchup and Ja'Marr Chase against Joey Porter or vice versa. However it shakes out, the Steelers don't have the dudes in their secondary to cover those two. It's as simple as that. It's going to come down to the pass rush and whether they can get after Burrow before he does all that damage. Limits, what was the best number of the day that you heard?
You know, Donnie has won a lot of these numbers games, but Joe, I feel like your numbers with the Najee yards per carry on first down and the rushing average with Matt Canada in his final season, comparing it to this year, same thing with the Trey Hendrickson numbers were the best numbers.
4.1, that was a good moment.
I do like those, Joe.
That was wonderful, Donnie. Another great numbers game.